It's the last weekend in February, and 19 UMKC graduate students are huddled over drawing tables with colored pencils or protractors or swatches of fabric. It's day two of a challenge to design sets, costumes, and lighting for a theoretical production of the musical Hairspray. Students like Ulrico Sarmiento and Lauren Rourke describe the grueling nature of the process.
It's been described as draw till you drop in the past, so we're pretty much working all day. And sometimes all night to get the designs done.
Yeah, they've described it as a dance marathon before. So you are literally drawing. And then at the end, you have this beautiful final product to present.
The design project is called a charrette and originated in the 1860s with architecture and art students at Paris's École des Beaux-Arts. UMKC professor of design John Ezell explains the term and why he thought charrettes were needed at the university.
The reason it's called a charrette is because that's the French word for a wheeled cart. And the students would carry their trundle, their homework, between their student ghettos at home and the school and go back and forth. And it occurred to us when we were founding this program that this would be a good technique for training of students who wanted to be professional stage designers. So we thought, well, if we can get renowned artists of the theater to come in and work with our students for even 4 or 5 days, it would be a great advantage.
This year's visiting artists are David Gropman and Karen Scholes Gropman. David was nominated for an Oscar last year for his production design of the film Life of Pi, and they recently collaborated on August Osage County. David and Karen agree that their purpose is to both enlighten and inspire.
I'm not going to say that we're masters at what we do, but we have a couple of years' experience, you know, kind of imparting that experience and those instincts that we have, Karen and I have, the designers here. You know, we started in set design classes just like these kids are, and how you go from there to starting a career to hopefully having some longevity in the business.
They're at a point now where they're learning their craft, you know, the drawing and drafting and all that, but they should really think as boldly as they possibly can. Not to hold back. This is a place and a time in their life to explore how big their ideas can be and make those ideas, you know, realized designs.
Here, David Gropman consults with costume design student Max Levitt.
I would caution you a little bit, Max, okay. Is, again, what I was saying before, is just for the staff somewhere to go. And not that you shouldn't have that vision and those concepts and those dreams, but then you have to just sort of imagine, you have to imagine for the director how that's going to morph into something.
Johnny Zell says that on the fifth day, individual student presentations are usually followed by the uncorking of champagne. As to why Hairspray was this year's assignment, it's because the Gropmans designed that film as well. Steve Walker, KCUR News.